The global AIDS crisis goes from bad to worse.
We actually will lose entire generations of people.
Gasoline prices come down.
We can't yet call this a trend.
Calls for a crackdown on the worst drunken drivers.
The scope of the hardcore drinking driver problem is enormous.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Bill Whitney. It's a troubling report on the AIDS epidemic. The UN says the disease has already claimed 19 million lives worldwide, and 34 million people are infected with the AIDS virus. It's a catastrophe in southern Africa, where a 15-year-old has less than a 50% chance of survival. CBS News correspondent Ed Bradley reports this evening on 60 Minutes 2 that ignorance is an enemy.
There was a case of a woman in South Africa who admitted that she was HIV positive. And a month later, she was beaten to death by people in her community who felt that she had brought shame to their community.
A lack of drugs means many people in developing countries go untreated. But Dr. Bernard Schwartwalder of the UN AIDS organization says AIDS drugs have produced a false sense of security in the industrialized world.
We do see increases in more promiscuous behavior, for example, the gay community in San Francisco, and mainly as a result that people feel, you know, yes, if I get it, I can treat it, and they feel safe.
The Peace Corps announced today it's mobilizing 200 former volunteers for a global campaign against AIDS. All 2,400 Peace Corps workers in Africa will be trained in preventive measures. Now this.
You've been working all week on your presentation. Now you have just a few hours to get it emailed, color copied, and distributed. Relax. Icon Office Solutions will make it happen using technology from Canon and Ricoh. Then you'll get a raise and a corner office.
Cool.
To find out how Icon and partners like Canon and Ricoh can help your business communicate, contact 1-888-ASK-ICON or www.ikon.com. Icon, the way business gets communicated.
How are you growing your business online?
My neighbor's helping me make a webpage.
That's good.
I'm paying consultants to build my site.
That's better.
With Biz.com, I got a killer domain name, built a website that's e-commerce ready, and listed it with global search engines. Now the world is my customer base.
I say, hey,
that's Biz. BIZZED.com. Powerful resources for your small business. Good, better, Biz.
A congressional hearing on gasoline prices produced some encouraging news today. CBS News correspondent Howard Arenstein reports.
Energy Secretary Richardson says there's been a drop of 3 cents a gallon nationwide for regular gas and up to 12 cents a gallon in the hard-hit Midwest.
We can't yet call this a trend, but heading into the 4th of July, this is good news. And hopefully, and I said hopefully, we're turning a corner on gasoline prices.
But Chairman Ben Gilman of New York said the administration has allowed OPEC a free hand.
This administration is still firing blanks when it should be making an all-out attack on a production allocation system, which has kept oil at $30 a barrel for much of this year.
Richardson said bashing OPEC won't help bring down prices. Howard Arenstein, CBS News, Washington.
I'm Mark Noller at the White House. Ask why the nation's not more energy efficient, and spokesman Joe Lockhart points an accusing finger at the Republican Congress. He says the president ran into a brick wall with his proposals for alternative energy sources, tax incentives for conservation, even his program to double or triple auto fuel efficiency.
And the House leadership, in their wisdom, zeroed out that program, canceling dozens of research projects around the country.
And looking for political cover on the issue, Vice President Gore today proposed $75 billion in tax incentives to promote energy efficiency. Mark Noller, CBS News, the White House.
Power to the people could be a problem in some parts of the country this summer. With the hot weather season just beginning, New England utilities asked customers to conserve electricity today. California's state power grid declared a Stage 2 emergency. Con Edison in New York City says today's usage level was the third highest ever, but Senior Vice President Bill Donahue says they're in good shape.
With all of the work that we've done, we should be able to reliably supply the load that we project.
Some utilities say they can't build generating plants fast enough to meet demand. WorldCom and Sprint, the nation's second and third largest phone companies, shelved their merger plan today after the Justice Department went to court saying it could raise rates for millions of consumers. Unless the Supreme Court intervenes, Elian Gonzalez and his father could be on their way home to Cuba at this time tomorrow. The boy's Miami relatives have asked the court to keep him here while they pursue their appeals. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup.
While Mike was putting up his own for sale sign, someone was helping his neighbors, John and Diane, with plans to sell their home. As Mike spent Saturday figuring out legal agreements and guessing his home's value, someone was preparing a counteroffer so John could help at the school fundraiser. And while Mike and his wife were reevaluating their asking price for the third time, someone was closing the sale on John and Diane's home. You've got a life. We let you live it. We're realtors. Real estate is our life.
Is your weekend more than just mowing the grass? When you look at an open road, do you see endless possibilities? At Hampton Inn, our weekend rates make it easier than ever to just get up and go. Over 1,000 locations nationwide mean you'll find us no matter where you end up. Weekend rates vary by location and include a free breakfast bar each morning. So call 1-800-HAMPTON to make reservations for this weekend. Hampton Inn, we're with you all the way.
Threatened with more government regulation, major airlines pledged last year to keep passengers happy. But CBS News correspondent Bob Orr has learned there, so far, they've failed to deliver.
Airlines sidestepped a crackdown by Congress by promising to improve baggage handling, access to low fares, communications about delays, and the treatment of passengers trapped for hours on delayed flights. But a new report from the Inspector General of the Department of Transportation says the airlines, while making some progress, still fall short. Information given to passengers about delays, the report says, is frequently inaccurate, incomplete, or unreliable. And airlines, the IG concludes, have a ways to go to restore customer confidence. CBS News, Washington.
The criminal justice system has been tough on drunk drivers for years. Now, Barry Sweetler of the National Transportation Safety Board says it's time to crack down on the hardcore drinking driver.
A person who is picked up and tested at 0.15, that person has probably driven at that level many, many, many times without being apprehended.
Sweetler says hardcore drunk drivers are involved in nearly 40% of all alcohol-related fatalities. Time on the roundup, 7 past the hour.
When my kids get cuts, they scratch them, and that opens the cut to germs again. But ordinary ointments don't stop itch. What's a mom to do?
Introducing new Golbon Triple Antibiotic Ointment. Golbon has 3 antibiotics to help kill germs and prevent infection. Plus, unlike ordinary ointments, Golbon contains a proven ingredient that helps relieve pain and itch while cuts heal. And Golbon is enriched with aloe and vitamin E.
Golbon is extra protection.
Golbon Triple Antibiotic Ointment. Kills germs, stops itch. Use only as directed.
It's your big plans. Your summer road trip. Get your car ready with the summer trip check at the new Midas. Now just $29.99. We'll change your oil and filter, rotate tires, set pressure, inspect brakes, and more. We're more than mufflers at the new Midas.
Because that's how your life goes.
Keep a good thing going. Go Midas. Price good for most vehicles for limited time. See participating shops for details.
The Dow lost 38 points today, finishing at 10,504. The Nasdaq off 53 points to close at 3,858. It costs about $63,000, and you won't even be around to appreciate it, but there seems to be no shortage of people who want to be mummified when they die. A Salt Lake City group called Sumum is offering the service. It involves soaking the body for 6 months in a secret formula, then smearing it with lanolin and wrapping it in gauze. That's followed by a dozen coats of polyurethane. The body is then bronzed and sealed with a resin. So far, about 140 mummies-to-be have signed up. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.